Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and this is your Friday baseball episode for June 18th, 2021. And we've got 13 games happening tonight in the MLB, and we're going to do 26 picks on them. We're going to pick the game and then the over and under. So let's start with the four games that are at 7:05. Cleveland at Pittsburgh. A lot of people have been waiting for this game, and I don't know why. I've seen a lot of chatter about how they think this is going to be a hit-a-thon just for the simple fact neither team is very good. Pittsburgh a little worse than Cleveland, which is why I'm going with Cleveland on the money line at -125. And since I kind of have to agree, when you look at each team's pitching against the other team's hitters, it does kind of look like it might be a hit-a-thon tonight. And so we're going to go over 9 at -104. Now, I made these bets about between 3 and 3:15 Eastern Standard Time, so you should be able to get right around these odds. The second game at 7:05 is Oakland at New York, and they're playing the Yankees. Guys, I told you, I guess 2 days ago on the episode, that I don't know. I just feel like these Yankees, they don't know who they are. They don't have an identity. They're not buying into the Yankees culture and believing in it. So I've got to go with Oakland +124 on the money line for them just to win the game. I think this game stays under 9.5 runs, though. I think it's going to be a close one. The pitchers are going to keep it close and I got it at -110. The third game at 7:05 is the Mets at Washington, D.C., playing the Nationals. Guys, you talk about Roller Coaster City. That has been the Mets the last two series. And I'm going to take Washington on the money line at -118. We're going to have them stay under 9 tonight at -104. There's supposed to be some rain in the area, and we'll have to kind of watch how that affects play. Then we've got Toronto at Baltimore for the last game at 7:05. And I'm taking Toronto on the run line. -1.5 runs, meaning they got to beat Baltimore by 2 at -105. And I think this game goes over 10. They're playing in Camden Yard. And I think everybody likes playing in Camden Yard. So we're going to take that for -110. We've got one game tonight at 7:20, and that's St. Louis at Atlanta. Now, last night, I really thought the Cards would do it. They didn't come to play. I've got to take Atlanta tonight on the money line at -155. I think they go over the 9.5 runs at even money. And then at 8:05, we've got Minnesota at Texas. Guys, I'm not as hot to trot on Texas's bandwagon as what I was. They've kind of fell off of the bandwagon somewhat. So let's go with Minnesota tonight. We're going to go on the run line. I believe that they beat them by 2 or more. So we're going to take the run line at -1.5 runs, even money. And then we're going to go over 8.5, -120. At 8:10 tonight, we've got the Chicago White Sox taking on Houston at Houston. You guys know how I feel about Houston and their pitchers. Their hitters have been hitting well. But the White Sox, again, with all the problems that they're having with the players, with their managers, with the management, just, it's been crazy. White Sox season. We're going to have to see what happens as we get to All-Star break. So I'm taking Houston tonight on the money line at -102. And we're going to have them go over tonight, over 8, -106. 8:40, we've got Milwaukee taking on Colorado. Yes, I know I won with Colorado last night. They're at home playing at the launching pad where they get so many hits and homers in that stadium that it's unbelievable. But I think the Milwaukee is the better team. Going to take them on the run line at -1.5 runs. I got that at -118. And guys, I just feel like this isn't the launching pad tonight. I know that they scored 10 runs last night and we covered and won that game. That's fine. We're going to go under 10.5 again tonight at -109. Then at 9:38, you've got Detroit playing at the Los Angeles Angels. Guys, I have told you before, I do not think very highly of the Detroit Tigers. We've got to go with the Angels tonight on the run line so we can get back some of that juice for the Angels to beat them by 2 or more. We're taking -1.5 runs at -109. I also think that this is kind of a low scoring affair, so we're going to go under 9 at -106. Then we've got 9:40 coming up. We've got the LA Dodgers at Arizona. We're going to take Arizona, which is going to shock so many of you, on the money line. They just have to beat the Dodgers. They're playing at home. And I think this game stays under 9.5 runs at -124. Yes, I know all you Dodger fans are going to be lighting me up, writing in my inbox, writing me on Twitter. That's fine. I just think that after, you know, what is it now, 23 or 24 games, that them coming home, I think the Dodgers take them lightly and Arizona gets the win tonight. However, if you want to write me and tell me how awful I am, it's dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com, or you can find me on Twitter at OvertimeDaily. And yes, private messages are open at OvertimeDaily so that you guys can blast me and not have anybody else take up for me. So let's continue. We've got 3 more games left at 9:45. We've got Philadelphia at San Francisco. I told you, San Francisco has been moving and shaking. So let's take San Francisco money line just to win tonight at -129. And I think this game goes over 8.5 runs at -105. Then we've got Cincinnati at San Diego. Talked about this game a little bit yesterday. Guys, San Diego has the better pitching staff. They have better hitters. And I think that in order for them to even attempt to overtake San Francisco and the Dodgers and keep both of them behind them, I think San Diego has to win the games they're supposed to win. Tonight is one of those. So let's go San Diego on the run line at -105. I got that at plus money, +102. And then we're going to say that they're going to stay under 9 runs at -114. And then we've got the last game of the night, which is Tampa Bay at Seattle. Guys, you know how I feel about Seattle. Yes, they shocked everybody last night, but we're going to go ahead, take Tampa Bay on the money line, -108. And then this game goes over 8 at -104. So there is your 26 picks on 13 games in Major League Baseball tonight. Want to remind you, of course, all these picks are free. However, if you would like to support the podcast, please go to buymeacoffee.com/bettingovertime and just buy me a coffee. Guys, we're going to start up something new and hopefully it's going to be pretty fabulous. I am a sports fanatic, can't get enough of it. So we are starting the podcast, National Sports Overtime. It will be up and running over the next couple days. We plan on going officially live June 20th, on Father's Day, Sunday, June 20th. We're going to be covering all the major sports, any kind of news, topics, headlines, and everything. However, this podcast will also be copied over there, as will Pro Wrestling Overtime. If there is a topic that we're covering, all you have to do is move on. Just delete it, go on, and listen to the next topic that's up. I think you're going to get some pretty good takes and viewpoints, maybe some thoughts and predictions on some games that are coming up, some previews of things coming up, plus you'll be able to find Daily Sports Betting Overtime there. However, if you don't want any sports news or any injury updates, then you just stay subscribed to this podcast and you'll only get the Daily Sports Betting Overtime news. So that's how that's going to work. And since we've got 26 picks going tonight, I've got to remind you guys, please bet responsibly. Do not bet any more than what you can afford. Guys, if you think you have a gambling problem, or if someone close to you thinks you have a gambling problem, please stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER and make sure you answer all their questions honestly so they can get the appropriate referrals for you to get help with your issues. As always, I wish you guys the best of luck in anything you're watching or you're betting on this evening, even if you're betting against me. Guys, I look forward to talking to you guys soon, and I'll see you down the road.